Hi, this guided reflection is with me, Danielle Laporte. Hello, and it is for relationship releasing. Welcome. Sometimes relationship endings can feel incredibly abrupt, and other times, you know, it's been coming for a long time. There are natural cycles, and of course, sometimes we're just gripping long past the relationship's natural expiry date. But, you know, I think that even that too, you know, that gripping past its death date, I think that is also part of the relationship and the learning that comes with it. In terms of healing, and we are here right now and on the planet to heal, the ideal is to do a full letting go of the relationship, full and deep, full letting go, so that you're not still dragging around old perspectives and pain that are going to keep you in pain and are going to keep you repeating patterns, etc. So by full letting go, I mean blessing and forgiving. That's how the full let go happens. It's that complete kind of clearance that we're going for here. So it's the only way, as far as I know, and a lot of mystics over thousands of years, it's the only way to be free and to be more whole is to bless and forgive. It is not always easy, but it is always, always, always worth it. The benefits, just hear me now, the benefits of forgiveness is going to blow your mind. The benefits of blessing and releasing, its expansion, possibly beyond what you have yet imagined for yourself, for the levels of your own consciousness and the expansiveness and the depth of your own heart. So I have an esoteric side note here for you. I think that our astrology, so the planetary alignment, is like a blueprint for our expression and for our key learnings while we're here on Earth. If you're not down with that as a paradigm, as a belief system, that's cool. You don't have to be signing up for that in order to get the most out of this releasing visualization and meditation experience we're about to do. But just hang with me for a minute on this. I think that our astrology maps out the big events and our soul qualities, and then how we color it in while we're here with our free will and all sorts of mystery sort of fleshes out our lives. So if that's also your perspective, and if you're down with referencing the planets and the stars, then you will appreciate what I'm about to say. Esoterically speaking, I have been taught that friendships, relationships, all forms of intimacy are activated through planetary transits. So a more poetic way of saying that is that our relationships are directed by our astrology, and a planetary transit is a set passage. It's a passage of particular planets. And that passage, that planetary transit, is guiding our particular relationships. And when that transit is over, then the friendship can shift. It can dissolve, it can transform into another expression, or it can come to an end on this plane. This probably is a really good time to mention that I collaborate with an energy healer. They go by the initials VS. And I do that in order to clarify and get direction on all of my meditation and visualization offerings. And here's what VS has to say about relationships and astrology. And I'm quoting, "When the planetary alignments are moving to create new circuitries in the outer and inner worlds, the relationship will be energetically considered to be done. If intimacy and sexual relationships are based on more than just physical and surface level attraction, if there is a soul level depth to the relationship container, then such intimate relationships will flow with the tide and morph into another planetary transit and then circle back into a more sexual nature once the new transit has ended. However, most ego-centered relationships will not be able to withstand the changing of the tides and will come to a closure in a given incarnation. If the karma has been purified, the souls will meet again in perceived more pleasant circumstances. And if the karma still needed to be purified, the souls will pick it up again in another incarnation. All right, so there's your esoteric check-in. The best definition of karma that I have ever been given is unhealthy attachments. Super simple way of perceiving this. Unhealthy attachments that consciously or unconsciously lead to constrictions, to bindings, to blocks on this level, on an elemental level. You know, they mess with the flow. It's an unhealthy attachment. Let me give you my personal interpretation of all of this, my personal interpretation on what I think and my esoteric guidance and education through working with an energy healer and numerous teachers. We move as the planets move. We move as the planets move because we are all interconnected, as above, so below. So I really believe that the planetary alignments give us a map of the lessons we will be learning. They can come in so many forms. We can step up to them or step back from them in any way our free will is directing us. So certain people will show up to be students and teachers with us in accordance with where the planets are at. We are reflecting that dynamic. And when the class time is up, when the planets shift into their next position, that cues our own internal changes, which can mean a shift in the relationship. And if we've sorted out our karma in a relationship, then we can circle back with that same person for a lighter time, an even more enjoyable time. So that karma sorting and cleansing and rectifying can happen in a couple months. It can happen over a couple decades, a couple years, you know. But we will work through that. That is the essence of a soul-based relationship, to help us expand and move into our heart center. And as we do that, we're burning the karma, and we'll have more fun. If we don't do that, if it's still kind of janky and contentious, and we haven't found more love in our hearts for each other or for the dynamic, for the relationship container itself, then, you know, we might possibly, likely meet again in another incarnation to complete the learning with that person. I find this highly inspiring, by the way, in my own life, to just like be the love and get it right in that respect. And by get it right, I don't mean, you know, avoiding any punitive results, but by get it right, I mean to live from the heart. Yeah. So regardless, back to you, regardless of your belief system, the invitation here and now is to look at all relationships as sacred learning spaces, each and every one, every level, every dynamic, all lengths of relationships, the difficult ones, the laborious and emotionally brutal ones, and the ones that are full of obvious blessings and gifts of bliss. All relationships are a container for growth that leads to the deepest levels of healing, which is why we are here on the planet. When a relationship is coming to an end, when we're exiting that space, that container called a relationship, the question is, how can we do that with the deepest respect? Let me walk through respect, because I know this can be a tricky one when there's a lot of pain involved. So the deepest respect for the container, the sacred container that was, that is the relationship. Respect for the earth elements. This is a beautiful, expansive perspective for a lot of us. How can we respect the earth elements that made up that relationship container, because we are all made up of the earth, of Mother Earth. Mother Earth creates the structure of us and all relationship dynamics. And then most obviously, how can we respect the souls, the other people that were part of this sacred relationship container? And that means someone's whole self, even if they're not acting from their best self in this entire lifetime or this particular relationship situation. How can we respect someone's whole self, the souls that were part of this container called a relationship? There's another very esoteric and very heart-centered way of looking at this. When we infuse a relationship space with respect, we give it all the respect we can give, we're showing our reverence to the divinity that exists in all things. I mean, another way of saying this is when you can honor the God in someone else, we are honoring God itself. When you can honor that spark of the infinite in another being, we are giving praise to the infinite, to the divine father, the divine mother, supreme God, however you look at it, to life itself. Honor the life force in another being as you release. And this can be a really big calling, you know, big as in difficult, but big as in divinely powerful and blessed. To bless all encounters, you can do this. This is why we're here. All encounters, all people, places, spaces, to bless all sentient beings, all kingdoms, all creatures of natures. Yeah? To just be the blesser. Such a blessing. When we refuse to see, it's often a choice. It's always a choice. Or, you know, sometimes we're just temporarily unable to see the divinity in all things, then what happens is we move into blame shame mode, either blaming somebody else or we're feeling ashamed of ourselves. And when we're in blame shame mode, it becomes very difficult to experience, let alone radiate divine love. And love is the fabric that weaves all of us together. Love is the stuff. So what we want to do is we want to bless the relationship space. If we bless, when we bless the container of the relationship, the people, the dynamics of the friendship, of the relationship, then we can leave with a clean and generous heart. It's what we want. We dissolve the entanglement. We get free. Here's the catch. You need to want to dissolve the entanglement. You need to want to be free more than you want anything else. So we are going to really bless and really release. Resentment? Anybody? Hostility? Vengefulness? Spite? Who needs it? You don't need it. You don't need that. Not you, not anyone. So letting go of these heavy emotions is part of fully letting go of the relationship. Yeah, you're going to let go of all of the heavy stuff as you bless and release the relationship container. Here's another perspective. I believe that if we leave relationship spaces and we continue to carry around heaviness, all the energetic burdens and the enmeshment and the resentment, and the densities of those energetics, then it's eventually going to affect us energetically in our bodies. What I've been taught is that that kind of toxicity is eventually going to settle into our energy meridians, or what's also called our nadis, N-A-D-I-S, and that it would possibly, specifically, that toxic energy can start to hang out in your solar plexus chakra and your emotional bodies. And it's definitely, all that toxic stuff is definitely going to hang out in your subconscious and your wounds, all the illusions you've been telling yourself about why you're unworthy, they're just going to feed on all of that resentful stuff. And all it does is enlarge our wounding from the past that we have been carrying around. You can see how entanglement just creates more of a mess, right? You want to let all of the bitterness of a relationship go so that you can free up other aspects of your past. This is why relationships are such an opportunity for powerful healing. You heal a real-time relationship and bless and release that person, the people, the dynamics. You are healing relationships and wounds from your past that have apparently nothing to do with that person in the current relationship. As I mentioned before, I work with an energy healer to get this in the right sequence and the right order. And I talked to our resident energy healer about this, specifically releasing, and here's how they put it. The heaviness of the past friendship relationship space, eventually weighs down the physical form, and one then manifests diseases of a physical nature, autoimmune disease and all its manifestations. Autoimmune disease and all its manifestations are clairvoyantly seen to be emitting deep, dark energies from the solar plexus that eventually can create havoc in the mind-body continuum of many people. They go on to say, blame shame of another and carrying the baggage of this from old relationships is also clairvoyantly seen as splenic issues, so issues with the spleen, and is typically registered as lower level immune response, manifesting as myriad diseases. So what they're saying there is clean up your stuff, let the burdens go, the toxicities of the relationship go, so that it does not affect your autoimmune system and manifest in all sorts of other ways. Yeah, how's that for some inspiration to bless and release? The heart space is all-inclusive. The heart makes space for everything, light, shadow, us, them. Yeah, all of it, all your stuff, and everybody's in. It's the space of true neutrality. That's what love does. Love neutralizes. This is so important in blessing and releasing. Love neutralizes. It means it neutralizes the charge. It's a beautiful space of inclusion. Love harmonizes. Yeah, everything's okay. Love holds it all in love. And that is where the freedom is found, by bringing all of our relationships and all the dynamics and the qualities of the relationships into our heart space. So forgiveness is that bringing into the heart. You want to forgive the situation, you are bringing it into the inclusive landscape of your heart. Yeah, forgiveness is the keynote, the through line to stability. Forgiveness is how we make stability happen. It is the essence of reverence. It is how we create well-being from all perspectives. We bless and we release. Thank you. the relationship releasing visualization. So just a few questions before we begin. Just yes or no. Are you willing to let go at this time? Just yes or no. No self-judgment, all compassion. If you're not willing to let go quite yet, would you consider spending some time blessing the relationship container and everyone in it? If the answer is yes, if you are willing to spend some time blessing the sacred relationship container and its people, then great. That's exactly why we're here. What you're going to do is you're going to visualize a sacred container that represents the relationship that you're focusing on, and you are going to pour blessings into that space. You can do this practice as many times as you need to on a particular relationship. Now, I've been taught that it's beneficial to do many meditation practices in a cycle. You create sort of a consistency around this. So for example, you might want to commit to doing this once a week, or say every Sunday morning. You set a healing time and you show up for it. Yeah? The more you bless this relationship space, and by the way, you're included in the sacred container of the relationship as well, then the more that the low level electric charge in the past situation is going to dissipate. The more you bless, the more the charge dissolves. And the other bonus is the more you bless, the more you show up for this, the deeper the energies of empathy and compassion are going to seep into that relationship space. So this is nourishing for everyone involved and for your overall wellness. Here's an extra nudge for you. You really want to let this go and heal. Do this practice 21 times for a particular relationship. Not 21 times in a day, and it doesn't need to be 21 days consecutively, but 21 times in a space that feels good. You just are going to give it. You're going to get in there and do the deep, deep healing. This is light work. Ideally, after you do this practice, take a bath with sea salts after this. So to cleanse out your auric field, you're letting it all go, right? And if you're doing this as a written reflection, you want to write with a lead pencil for about 21 minutes and then safely burn that writing and then jump in the bath. All right. Breathing is natural. Now you are walking with me. You're in motion, or you are sitting meditatively, or you are journaling. Either way, we're showing up together. Here you go. We begin with an invocation, and we invoke higher beings for both support and to give deep thanks. And this is also helping to activate higher frequencies in and through your auric field. And just roll with this. You may or may not recognize all the terms and the beings that we call on. I call on and give thanks to Supreme Infinity, Divine Father Sky, Divine Mother Earth, Stellar Centers, Maha Avatars, Avatars, Ascended Masters, Archangels, Holy Angels, Spiritual Guides, and Elders, and all my teachers. You can name some of your teachers here if you like. And with the help of my higher self, I hereby invoke for divine love, divine light, and divine power. Bless me abundantly with the willingness and ability to consciously transmute the energies of this space and offer up all densities for transmutation into pure light. Thanking you in full faith, so be it, and so it is. Breathe into your heart center. Just gently and naturally. If you're still, close your eyes. Now bring to mind the relationship that you would like to bring blessings to. Now visualize the relationship itself as a container of sacred space. So it's a form in front of you that holds light. That container, that relationship container, is filled with rainbow quality energies, that full spectrum of luminous light colors. All right, so you've got that sacred space, that relationship container. It's glowing with light. And now add your relationship person or multiple people into that sacred container. All right, so bring the other person in to that sacred space and be aware that you are also in this sacred container as well. You're fully aware of that quality of light in this sacred space. You can think of this like a soup pot with a variety of ingredients that you are adding in. You and the person or the people are an ingredient in this space. All right, you're going to continue to bring ingredients into the sacred relationship container. I'm going to charge this up with light. Now put your hands, if you're in a position to do so, put your hands in a blessing position. This means your palms are facing outward. You can hold them up. Palms are facing that sacred relationship container that you have envisioned. In this blessing position, you are going to generously pour on, radiate the following energies onto that relationship container. All right, so you really feel this with your whole being. You are pouring these qualities into that sacred lit up space, the relationship container that you are blessing. Here you go. These energies: brotherhood and sisterhood, pouring out from you into this space. Brotherhood and sisterhood, we are all extensions of one life source. And now the energy of harmlessness. Harmlessness pouring out with intention from you into the relationship container. The energy of goodwill. Goodwill, the will to do good in all ways to all sentient beings. It's goodwill streaming out from you into the relationship container. And now you attend to that relationship space with the energy of reverence. Reverence for all life. It's pouring out of you with ease. The next energy is the energy of forgiveness. Pouring out from you onto the sacred container of the relationship. Forgiveness, forgiveness. We are all extensions of the one life source. Finally, the energy coming from you with ease to the sacred relationship space is the energy of faithfulness. Faithfulness to the one life source. Faithfulness. Your breathing is natural. And we continue. You're focusing on the relationship container. It's full of the luminous rainbow spectrum of color and light. Focusing on you and the person or people in that relationship container, you are blessing. You are releasing. Now, knowing that that container is filled with the energies of brotherhood and sisterhood, harmlessness, goodwill, reverence, forgiveness, and faithfulness, we then are going to stir in more ingredients. We are infusing all of those energies that we have poured into the relationship container with the energies and the frequencies of the following. Pour this in. Divine love streaming. Wisdom energized. Compassion flowing. Loving kindness imbued. Radiance reflecting. Truth steadying. Trust present. Beauty everywhere. Honesty, clearly. I'll give those to you one more time. You're pouring these energies onto the original energies that you've moved into that sacred relationship container. The energies and frequencies of divine love, wisdom, compassion, loving kindness, radiance, truth, trust, beauty, honesty. Now focus on the person or people in that sacred space. You visualize or you imagine them in their highest version of themselves. Their highest version of themselves. They are joyous. They are generous. They are whole. And they are celebrated. You see them in their fullest, most beautiful, most powerful form. And you are also in your highest, most beautiful, most powerful form. And you continue blessing this space with your attention, energizing it with those qualities that you have already placed in the sacred container. Ideally, you can continue with this for 11 minutes or longer if you so choose. Focusing on that container, your loving attention to bless and release. Now you can press pause here and continue with your blessing and your releasing energy and attention and come back in 10, 11, 12 or longer minutes. Or we can wrap up here. If you're ready to conclude, you take a few breaths. You visualize the container as a ball of that rainbow-colored light and you release it up. You release that sacred relationship container up, up, upward to the sky. As the container flies higher and higher away, it turns into a very small pinpoint until it dissolves into the sky, into the element of ether. And you give thanks. You give thanks to all the higher beings that you called in at the beginning of this intentional blessing and releasing. We give thanks. So be it. And so it is. All right, now we move into relationship releasing reflection questions. So bring to mind that particular relationship or any relationship. And I have 5 questions for you. You can be in motion answering these within, be sitting down journaling. Here we go. Are you in a neutral place at the ending of this relationship? Are you in a neutral place at the ending of this relationship? Neutral being at relative peace, not charged, just in balance with it. If you're not in a neutral space, how would you describe your relationship to the relationship? So if you're not in a neutral space, how would you describe how you're relating to the relationship? Second question. If you're not in a neutral place with the relationship, what's the polarity created in your psyche around this relationship? Meaning, what's the them versus me or this over that storyline that you have? What's the perception of conflict? So if you're not in a neutral place with the relationship, what's the polarity created in your psyche around this relationship? What are the two sides of the tension? Third question. Can you excavate the sacred growth that occurred as a result of your time together? And if you can you describe or just bring to mind the growth and the transmutation that's happened because of this relationship? Can you excavate the sacred growth that occurred as a result of your time together? Bring it to mind. Describe it. Fourth question. You can interpret this however you like. How can you cultivate deep forgiveness in order to release what's binding you? How can you cultivate deep forgiveness in order to release what's binding you? Thank you. last question. So assuming that you have a vision of yourself, of wholeness, of joy, of your virtues flowing, of ease, describe the wholeness that you envision for yourself, that you can also bless the other person with. Describe the wholeness that you envision for yourself, that you can also bless the other person or people with. Relationship releasing sacred words. Forgiveness. Bless and release. Inner communion. Sacred space. Tenderness. Acceptance. Divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release. Inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution. Forgiveness, bless and release, inner communion, sacred space, tenderness, acceptance, divine resolution.